The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Colin Farrell, the actor, making a significant... is marking a significant birth of his close friend Emma Fogarty. Emma is Ireland's longest surviving person with EB, and Colin is marking that birthday by running the Dublin City Marathon. Take a little listen.
We're doing something in October 27th of this year, 2024, the year of our Lord. You and me are going to run the Dublin Marathon, which has no business taking place in October.
No, but it is. I am turning 40, the big 4-0, this year, and I wanted to mark it with all the wonderful people in my life. And the best way to celebrate with this man
is to put me through 4 hours plus of pain.
I mean, well, I'm in pain. So
all the time.
We're sharing the pain.
Yeah, so we're sharing the pain a little bit. We're going to run the marathon together.
Yeah, that was Colin Farrell and Emma speaking about this plan to run the Dublin City Marathon. So that significant birthday I mentioned, the big 4-0. Emma is on the line now, Emma Fogarty. Emma, you're welcome to the show and thanks a million for chatting to us.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
What is EB for people who don't know, Emma? And how is it that you've roped Colin into running the Dublin City Marathon to raise awareness and money?
Well, EB to start, a lot of people would know it as a butterfly condition, a butterfly skin, and that means that my skin is as fragile as the wings of a butterfly. So if I was walking down the street and just bumped into somebody or somebody's handbag, you know, hit off my arm, the skin would either really severely blister or it would just tear. So it's very fragile.
And this kind of birthday, this significant birthday, the big 4-0, big roundy birthday, as Ronan Collins used to call them, I mean, it's significant in anyone's life. It's particularly significant in yours, without being kind of overly blunt about it. I mean, nobody thought you would live to 40. Is that fair?
No. That's true. No, that's true. When I was born, with no skin on my left foot and right arm. And the doctors told my parents I wouldn't last a week and it would be better off if I didn't, because life would be so hard and then I would have no quality of life.
I mean, I can tell from your voice, I mean, you would reject, I think, that idea that you have no quality of life, but I'm sure it is hard.
Oh, it is. I mean, 40 years has not been easy. I mean, we've had a lot of ups and downs, good times and bad times, you know, and it has been hard. I mean, in my 20s, I got cancer for the first time. And in my 30s, I got cancer and lost my leg to it. And only last year, I was rushed to A&E with severe pneumonia and sepsis. And they said if I'd waited another 48 hours, I wouldn't make it. So it has been a long, hard road. And in between all of those is skin infections, admission to hospital, operations, things like that. So it's been a journey, but it's been a hard one. But I also like to say, you know, I've survived it, but I've also lived it. Enjoyed things. You know, I've lost out on a lot, but I've enjoyed, you know, life and living and trying to be as independent and well as I can be.
And so tell me a little bit about this marathon plan then with Colin.
Yes. So I approached Colin last August, September maybe, and I pitched it to him and he'd said it years ago, but I don't know if he was sure about it. And then when I pitched it, he was kind of like, oh, I don't know about filming and movies, and because he's very busy at the moment, and he said he didn't know and he would have to figure it out. And the more he thought about it, the more he loved the idea and the fact that we would finish it together and cross that finish line together. I think he really enjoyed, you know, he likes the idea because we are, you know, we do know each other 14 years and we have become very close.
So how are you going to manage this? Kind of, are you going to do the whole thing together or are you're kind of joining in for the end? How is it going to be managed?
Yeah. So he's going to do the 44 kilometres and then he's going to pick me up there the last 4 kilometres and we're going to finish it together. And I suppose the 4 kilometres represents every decade that I've survived EB. So it's kind of meaningful in a way. And you know, I'm very grateful that he's decided to take me along, you know, and do this with me.
Well, listen, I did it myself a couple of times, and those last few kilometres are the most enjoyable because there's huge crowds and there's great atmosphere.
Good.
And the two of you are going to absolutely love it. And I mean, despite the fact it's what you're on to talk about, the EB and everything, I'm always conscious, Emma, when I, you know, hear you talking or I read about your story, you haven't let it define you to any great degree.
No.
I mean, you've gone off and done loads of other things.
Absolutely. I went to school, primary school, I went to secondary school, I went to college in Limerick and lived independently with the help of a PA from the Centre for Independent Living. I worked in the bank and then I came home and now I'm patient ambassador of Jennifer Ireland, and it's a role I adore and cherish. And I've done so many things. Yes, I always say I have EB, but it's not all of me. It's just a part of me.
Well, fair
and,
play,
you
yeah.
know, I, yeah, and, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I stay as independent as I can be, because, you know, it's about living. Life is for living. I was given a life, and I want to live it to the best of my ability, and taking part in this marathon will certainly be part of that.
Well, listen, Emma, we wish you the best of luck. We wish Colin the best of luck as well. Emma Fogarty, she has EB, but as she said herself, she might have it, but it's not all of her. It is only a part of her. And
absolutely.
If you are in those last few kilometres, if you are along the barricades there cheering on your loved one, keep a close eye out for Emma and Colin and give them an extra special cheer. And if you want to donate a few bob, they're doing it for Deborah. Just give a Google to that for Deborah Ireland, and you'll find the details, or Google the details about Colin running it or Emma's name, and you'll find it there as well. Emma Fogarty, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.